Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte at 6.
6:36, Charlotte at 6 for a Wednesday. I'm Mark Garrison. Glad you're rolling home with us. Time for our weekly feature, Success at 6. It's all about people who find success in unusual ways. And this evening, a success story at the State Fair in Raleigh. The fair starts tomorrow for about a 12 to 13 day run. And on Monday, as you may know, I was part of a media group that got to sample some of the new fair food. What a great assignment, you know? And that's where I met an energetic young man who came up with a deep-fried seafood sensation. And when you meet him, you will see he's just got success written all over him.
Mark, how are you, sir?
Good.
I'm Isaac Horton. I'm the co-owner of Oak City Fish and Chips.
Isaac Horton and his Oak City Fish and Chips are all the rave in Raleigh.
We've already gotten over 700,000 views on social media this year.
700,000 people spreading the word that there's just something special about the way Isaac Horton serves up fresh seafood.
Be careful, it is very hot.
Hot food with a big warm smile.
Thank you, I'm hearing awesome things about
this. Yeah, thank you so much.
You seem like you're having fun.
We love what we do, yeah.
And at this year's State Fair food tasting, Isaac's deep fryer quickly drew a line of media judges.
That crackling sizzling you hear is fresh salmon in there.
This year, Isaac's hoping to wow fairgoers with something he calls a salmon pop, fish on a stick.
And it's delicious. You can eat it right on the stick.
We'll sample that salmon pop here in a minute, but first, just why is it that Isaac Horton is such a seafood success in the state capital? Well, he says it's all because of his grandfather.
But my grandfather, he was born in 1914. When I was a little kid, he spent most of his days just cooking for fun.
And it was fun for young Isaac, too. He and his grandpa. And the sizzle of the deep fryer.
And I got to sit at his feet and watch him cook. And one of the things that he loved to cook was fish.
So when he finished college, Isaac just knew he had to turn those sweet seafood memories into his life's calling.
Started this company when I was 26. Actually, I came right out of undergraduate school, and I never had a day job. Went right into entrepreneurship.
A seafood entrepreneur. When Isaac graduated, he and a buddy scraped together enough money to buy a food truck.
We bought our first food truck for about $13,000. It was an old fair food truck out of Durham County.
That was your first one?
That was our first one. It was a trailer.
So it was either do or die with
that. It was do or die with that one. That's right. We were all in.
All in on a culinary career, even though Isaac was a business major, not a chef. But his passion has paid off.
Yeah, so we started off as a food truck, one food truck. Now we have two brick and mortars, and we have three food trucks.
At his food trucks and restaurants in Raleigh, people clamor for a taste of what he learned to cook with his grandfather.
See people taking pictures of it, see people sharing it and telling people, come and taste this right now. We've had people call relatives and say, get down here right now. And they get up off of the couch and they will join people at our restaurant to try the food.
And last year, Isaac's first year at the State Fair, he came up with deep fried lobster pops.
Fried lobster pops returning again this year.
Lobster on a stick. And this year, that fish on a stick theme continues with salmon.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
But it is a process to make it.
Our fried salmon pop is 8 1-ounce, perfectly seasoned pieces of fresh salmon.
Yeah.
That we then batter and then we fry it for about 2.5 minutes. It puts a nice crisp on the outside of that salmon, but leaves the inside succulent and juicy.
He makes it sound good, doesn't he? And he loves the sound.
Now it's coming out, sizzling, sizzles when it comes out.
Then the next step.
When it comes out, we season it with a proprietary spice blend.
Proprietary.
A proprietary trade secret spice blend that we created.
So he's putting the seasoning on it now.
Oh yeah, he's putting some seasoning on it now.
And that's the secret stuff. Ooh, I can't wait.
Then we drizzle a custom sauce, hot honey sauce, that we created just for the fair.
That's
and
a
then
secret
we top
too.
It. That's a secret too. It is delicious.
Oh yeah. He's right about that.
Oh, man. And you know what's funny? I don't even like salmon. This is so good.
Well, after a room full of media people sampled 21 new fair foods on Monday, it was time to announce the winner.
Best new food as voted on by the media.
Salmon Pops by Oak City Fish and Chips.
Isaac Horton was absolutely thrilled.
When people enjoy the food, that gives us so much happiness and joy. To see people really, really enjoying it.
I think it is so cool that what you learned at your grandfather's feet, you're doing for a living.
Yeah, and I like to believe that he's looking down on me smiling. With his mouth watering as well, wishing that he could try this stuff. We love what we do. Yeah.
So Isaac Horton has a big setup at the State Fair. He'll serve those salmon pops, the lobster pops, plus fish and chips. You might want to find his booth if you're planning to go to the fair. Now, again, the fair starts tomorrow. Several new rides this year as well. There's a giant Ferris wheel, which looks a little too tall for me. There's a multi-million dollar set of new swings that were just finished being manufactured in Sweden and arrived Tuesday to be set up at the State Fair. They look kind of cool. They will be used for the first time at the fair. But, Tommy, I'm telling you, the food there this year, I mean, they have hundreds of vendors, and you got the standard stuff with corn and all. But earlier in the week, when you were out, we sampled the Korean corn dogs.
Oh, man.
Those were so good.
Oh, man.
They've got this thick batter.
I'm sick all over again now that I know I missed this.
Cheese on the inside, plus the wiener, then there's the batter on the outside, and built into the batter are crinkle-cut French fries. I mean, it's just all on a stick. And then you've got these Korean sauces you put on it.
Man, creativity is at its peak when they're coming up with new fair food, I swear.
Oh, yeah, it really is. There's a woman named Felicia who has the title of Deep Fried Queen. She would fry a shoe if she thought she could get away with it. She usually has the busiest trailer there, and I'm going to try to catch up with her toward the end of the week. I'm hoping to go back to the fair and see what she's frying this year. But also sweet-wise, they had a big homemade donut that was filled with banana pudding and then bananas and a light icing on top.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
That was really good. Really so you're good. A fair guy, too.
Yeah, I'm a fair guy. It goes back to Grandma Betty, Grandpa Harry checking me and my siblings out of school one day a year. Oh, best day. You go to school, you know it. Oh, I got a half day. I'm going to leave these suckers. They're going to keep doing math. I'm going to have a turkey leg and ride the swings.
There you go. All right, so the State Fair starts in Raleigh tomorrow, and maybe one day this week we might just broadcast from up there. We'll see. All right, Boomer, he's a fair guy.
Yes, sir. Man, I got to get that donut with the banana pudding, man.
I tell you, you know, when I saw it, I thought, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not. And one bite, I was like, oh, yeah. I like this. Yeah.
And the deep fry queen, man, she must be good.
She's really good. She has, like, deep fried key lime bites. And yes. I mean, just all kinds of odd stuff that's deep fried and tasty.